Nation, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
Well, here we are. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the third day of August. Welcome to Wisconsin's new coffee break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Nice to have you here. Later this morning, Kirk Bangsted and Kristen Lyerly will help me co-host the 10 o'clock hour, as they will on several Wednesdays moving forward. And we are scheduled to talk at that hour to Jillian Bettino, candidate for state treasurer. We can now share with you the news that Senator Tammy Baldwin will join us here in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. Luke Mathers is our producer. Later on, I will gross him out with a follow-up on the escapades of my knee, the one that now has a cane next to my chair here. But again, we'll get to that later. The Brewers started strong in Pittsburgh last night. Then they falter 5-3 on the plus side, we hope. We get Freddy Peralta back tonight, who's been out with a shoulder injury since May 22nd. So we're hopefully getting back on track as players return from the injury list. But we're going to begin this hour with community action and the people that I love.
Citizen action.
Democracy's little helpers. We actually used that headline in mid-May on an Up North news story about how the people who normally work on specific policy issues, like a conservation group, for example, have to take time away from their core issue in order to help voters understand that something even larger is at stake right now, and that's democracy itself. One of the groups that has been trying to help inform voters on specific issues and getting them involved is Citizen Action. And, you know, they will talk about bringing people together to make Wisconsin a better place to live and work. They use what's called an integrated strategy of grassroots organizing, educational programming, earned media, civic engagement, and political lobbying to advance progressive solutions. And as if that weren't enough, they have a new ad coming out, and it's not every day you get a member of Congress to voice your ad against a member of the state's congressional delegation. So to talk to us about that and much more is Robert Craig from Citizen Action. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Always good to be with you. And thanks for all of your service up north.
You bet. And I will say that Robert helped provide some of the inspiration for this program, in that Citizen Action started a podcast, a weekly podcast called Battleground Wisconsin, sometime back. Found it to be something that was long needed in the state in terms of a week in review with guests. And, you know, since that time, Up North News has come on board. The Wisconsin Examiner has come on board. There's plenty of room for entities that are talking to people about things that aren't simply legacy media outlets or right-wing outlets. And so, Robert, I don't know the genesis of the podcast or more about your activities, but, you know, your name is on the letterhead, so I guess I get to tip my cap to you.
Well, the podcast, Battleground Wisconsin podcast, it's still weekly, still has a dedicated audience, including Pat. Mm-hmm. And we started it during the uprising in 2011 over Act 10, and have kept it up every week ever since. But it was at the height of the protest that we thought there needed to be more specifically progressive pro-labor communications. I think, Pat, that the decline of legacy media, I mean, newspapers are just dying all over the country and the state, has created a lot of space. We know that the right has created its own echo chamber, so you don't have to know the facts if you watch Fox News or Newsmax or InfoWars or any of the right-wing sources. But progressive media has also flourished, and specifically progressive media. But of course, we're actually interested in facts and interested in conversation, discussion, and differences, and finding a consensus. So I see what Up North News does, Wisconsin Examiner, and that we use a lot of the reporting from Up North News and Wisconsin Examiner and other nonprofit. Wisconsin Public Radio is nonprofit media, not for-profit media, right? On Battleground Wisconsin. So I think that the whole media ecosystem has changed dramatically, and just that you can land Tammy Baldwin for this show tells you how much things have changed, Pat.
It has, and I appreciate that. And a lot of people have put in work for, like you said, well over a decade now to help change the, you know, the media ecosystem here in Wisconsin with what had been very limited choices. Let's move away from the media end of it and back to citizen action overall in the, you know, the 1 minute or so that we have before we go to break. And then we'll talk much more about it. But when you introduce citizen action overall as a concept to somebody who has never heard of it at all, what's your 1 minute explanation of what it is and what it does in Wisconsin?
Well, we are a statewide grassroots membership organization. So unlike many of the organizations, you know, we actually have members in chapters. We call it organizing co-opters across the state, but we also have, for Wisconsin, roughly large staff of organizers and program leaders. And we are much more statewide than most groups. I mean, people try to communicate statewide, but they don't have boots on the ground, including our members and our staff. We have staff around the state, but we actually try to, I know we're going to break, but bridge the gap. You talked about groups taking time off from their issues to do elections. We work on issues in a way that they become electoral issues. So we're doing the same issue work in elections as in the legislative session, because they're both cycles of the same idea of building power to actually make social change.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what part of where we're going to pick things up after the break here is that, you know, there are candidates, there are political parties, there are single issue groups, and then there are groups that are much more encompassing, but dedicated to a certain ideal of how democracy works best. Robert Craig from Citizen Action is our guest. More in just a moment. This is Up North News.